Welcome back to the 76 Capital Sports Leadership Show. My name is Wayne Kimmel, managing partner of 76 Capital, the sports tech venture capital company. And on this show, I interview top sports entrepreneurs, athletes, and executives who are shaping and many times changing the overall sports industry. You can subscribe to our show on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on our 76 Capital website. Today, my guests on our show are CJ Handrone and Ben Jun. I am really excited about this episode. CJ's a frequent guest on the show. He's used to being on the show. He's the CEO and co-founder of Diamond Kinetics, the leading baseball and softball tech company. And Ben is the founder of Sideline HD and now the vice president of live streaming and video for Diamond Kinetics. As you all know, Diamond Kinetics is the trusted youth development platform of Major League Baseball. CJ and Ben, welcome to our 76 Capital Sports Leadership Show.
Thanks, Wayne. Excited to be
Thanks
here.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, really excited to have both of you on the show. We've been waiting for a while to do this show. So excited about this amazing opportunity where you guys are bringing together Diamond Kinetics and Sideline HD. CJ, why don't you share the news behind all of this and talk about some of the exciting things that are going to happen in the future.
Yeah, Wayne, thanks so much for having us. Ben and I are really excited about, what we've done here to join forces between Diamond Kinetics, Sideline HD. And I think before, maybe giving Ben an opportunity to give a little bit of background on Sideline. One of the things that we've thought about for, quite some time at Diamond Kinetics is, how do we continue to broaden the impact that we can have on, in particular, kind of youth, amateur baseball, softball players and their families and households. And one of the places that we were really interested is what's happening on the field and in the game. Diamond Kinetics is moving in that direction with smart bats, which, you and your audience are well aware of, things that we
yeah, you're already having me bring it out.
There we go. We can't wait on that.
It's, as you know, CJ, Ben, you may not know this, but this is always right next to me in the office. And, a lot of people say that luckily they're on Zoom. I'm not going to hit them with this thing, but no, I wouldn't do that. But this is, just, I get so excited to see the DK on the smart bat and the unbelievable cool sensor that's in the handle. And I just show it off almost every single, Zoom related or video call that I do. So excited and so proud of what you guys have done.
That's awesome. But that was a little bit of a catalyst of really starting to think a little bit more broadly. We're really, really impressed with what Ben and his team built with Sideline HD, and felt like there's a really unique opportunity to start to bring together and bring the areas of on-field video and highlights and data together with what DK is really good at when it comes to instruction and engagement and experiences as a younger player. And so looking for ways to bring what happens, on the field closer to what's happening in between games and off the field and create a more complete experience. And so really excited to talk more about that today. But thanks again for having us on to tell a little bit of our news and our story here.
Well, Ben, why don't you follow up on that and share with everybody, what is Sideline HD?
Well, so Wayne, I can tell you that, but also a little bit more how I got here.
Absolutely.
I'm a technologist. I've started quite a few companies. We've done about three so far, and I ran a startup incubator. And I found myself in a position where I have three daughters, and I was a club softball dad. So here I was trucking around to a different set of diamonds every weekend and realizing that I couldn't coach. So I threw a camera up on the fence, started capturing some video, and in my daughter's first game with my setup, I got this great home run. And I started feeling the same joy that a lot of our parents feel when we have this moment that we know is a great memory that we can share. The grandparents saw it, it got on Facebook. It became this great memory for us. And I thought, hey, you know what? The coaches don't get this experience. They're busy in the diamond. So I'm going to go figure out what I can do on my side. So I started building video tools that could go and slice and dice the game. I started realizing that I could timestamp videos. I could send emails to parents with videos after the game. And in this process, found out sort of through experimentation what could make people happy. People don't want to see the whole game. They really only want to see the 2% of the game that matters to them. And that 2% has their kid doing something in it. When they get that clip is super important. you know, how quickly they get it is more important than even the quality. And the other one's just video is hard to work with. It's bulky. Even a reasonable game is like 2 gigabytes for an hour and a half. And so how do you get this to work? And this was a side project that I was running on sort of nights and weekends on my own, just kind of creating this. And had a few more tricks up my sleeve, you know, use text messages, use sort of video clips and servers in different ways. But at the end of the day, we were just trying different experiments. And along this journey, found two people that were just key parts of Sideline HD. My co-founder, Kanza Yi, had previously worked for an NBA team in sports analytics, and had built a tool called Fiveball, which lets you kind of text search and retrieve clips from NBA games. So you could go and say, let's look at all LeBron's threes from outside this specific region. And it would deliver those clips to you. And so he took a look at my data set and was like, this is amazing. We have all of these clips. We have timestamps. We have scoring data. Let's go and convert stats to video and let's create these moments. And let's do more with that. Let's tell stories with the highlights that we can create. And then I met Leslie, who was a softball mom. So similar with me, who was live streaming, building her own live streams, customizing overlays, creating good experience for her families. But also someone who's really in the community. And you'll hear later on, Facebook's just a huge part of what we do. But she had already created on her own 2 10,000 member Facebook communities. And a lot of those same skills turned out to be extremely helpful in the early days of Sideline HD. So that's how we started. And we had a few sort of points along the way. We would help you live stream your kid's game. And this is what we do today. A parent, and our focus is on parents. We love coaches. We love working with orgs. But it's really, how can we get one of the 12 parents who is not a coach to be involved with live streaming their kid's game? They set a camera on the fence. They score the game on a separate phone. And that's all they need to do to create this ESPN-style live stream. And we send that live stream to social media. We send it to YouTube. We send it to Facebook. And this is really important. We send the live stream, these great memories, to the communities where the parents already have this great installed base of people who care. Their relatives, but they're also their friends down the street. And if we give them a good video experience, their friends down the street start to understand what they can do for their teams. And so our major growth vector has been the fact that our users love talking about us. We're part of their lives. We're in the communities where they already live, play, and share. And through that, we've grown. And the story, and then I'll come back to maybe opening this up for more discussion, but we're not just grabbing great live streams. We're taking this video and we're capturing the moments that really matter. Remember that 2%? So whenever a kid goes up to the bat or has done a great thing in volleyball, like a kill, for example, we'll go ahead and save that 30-second clip and we'll store that in a reel for that family so they can come back to it. And not only do we store it, we deliver it to them right away, usually within 60 seconds of when it happened live. And so all that comes around to creating this great platform for memories and sports. And that's where we are. We came across CJ.
Ben, it's really amazing. The whole story of how it all came about. And I think you were about to get into it. And I wanted to ask you, so how did you and CJ get connected?
CJ and his co-founder kind of started playing with our tech. You guys opened accounts on our platform, started doing teams, and you know, we were small enough where we started paying attention to our users. And my co-founders were like, hey, Ben, there's these two guys from this sports company who seem to run it, who are using our platform on the weekends. Do we need to be concerned about this? What's going on? And so we reached out to them and had our first phone call. And that's actually how we met, right?
That's amazing. That's amazing. So CJ, you and Dave, is that what it was?
Mike Ressler, our CTO.
Oh, Mike, okay.
In the same boat I am, coaching kids teams, and we both decided, all right, we just found out about this interesting new streaming platform. Let's check it out. So it was a little stealthy at first. We just signed up with our Gmail accounts and we wanted to kind of, you know, see what it was all about. But we very quickly were really impressed with what we saw, and especially the community that was being built that we became a part of, you know, in Facebook user groups. And so that started a really interesting, kind of relationship that we built, where we identified some areas between the two companies that we thought were really interesting to test and see if there was in fact interest in the things that we might be able to do together. And so that started in, you know, more of a partnering and piloting form, which gave our teams an opportunity to get to know each other, gave us an opportunity to get to know each other's technologies, but but you know, mostly, most importantly, get an opportunity to kind of get a gauge and a reaction to some of the things that we were thought were interesting if we were to put our pieces together. So things like, what if Diamond Kinetics Bat Data was able to, you know, stream, you know, pull over into a stream and into a player's highlights. And so we actually started pulling DK data into highlights for kids that have a sensor on their bat or use one of those smart bats in the game. How might we be able to start to use highlight content or use game data in the other direction? So can we serve up recommendations for training or opportunities to improve off of what we know is happening on the field and in the game? And so we kind of got down in the weeds and we started piloting some of these things and you know, began to really have a lot of conviction around the old proverbial 1+1=3. And we felt like there was an opportunity to do something unique in you know, kind of call it the stage of sports tech right now, which is, you know, a lot of point-to-point solutions and, you know, an opportunity to start to bring pieces closer together. And we think in doing that, you're adding a lot of value for the end consumer, which in our case is, you know, the family and the player and the parent and the household of youth players and athletes. And so that's kind of our mission now, is to unlock and find the areas where we make those highlights more magical. We make, you know, live streaming, you know, better and easier. And we help unlock some of the other things that we believe, you know, can be helpful to an athlete, to a family, because we've brought these pieces together.
You know, Ben, one of the things that CJ has been saying for the last almost year now, probably been about a year, when we've been talking about Sideline HD, is the magic that Sideline HD and you and your team are able to make. So I know you can't tell everyone all the secrets, but yeah, how do you make this magic happen and make people, you know, really, as you said, like, you, the fact of the matter is having, yeah, getting your son or daughter's at bat within 60 seconds of them being at the plate and you not being able to be at that game for whatever reason, or maybe you're there and you want to share it. I mean, like, that's amazing. Like, that's one of the things that's just so special about what you have. So how do you make this magic happen?
I mean, I think there's a couple different ways to look at it. You know, one is our focus is the user, right? Who are our sports parents who are following the sport, who are in love with the sport? And when we built the system, we have all sorts of ways that we can sort of try to figure out what's going on and get to know them better. But remember what a travel ball's parent is like. Their week kind of starts on a Thursday night. They're getting ready for where they're going to go. There's a car ride. There may be a hotel involved. They're going out on Friday. They've got our tournament weekend. They're busy, they're at a remote location, they're kind of living out of their backpack in a folding chair, right? And they're collecting these moments that they're kind of tired. They're collecting these moments they want to share with their families. And then, so how can we meet them where they're at right there? And I think the first and most important thing is, when something is great that happens, we live in an instant sharing world. It is far more important to get this like shaky cell phone video from an event that's live than it is to get the, you know, 4K version, maybe even a day later. And one of the things that we saw was there was this huge emphasis on AI cutting, and we do the same thing, but they assumed that people were willing to wait 24 hours for that because, you know, the coaches were the ones paying for these services and we'll give you this great cut of the game the next day. You know what? That's not true. The parent responds so much differently when we can give them that highlight. Let's say they hit a double. Before that kid comes back to home plate, in many cases, the parent's phone is buzzing and they have that highlight. And I think that's something that people miss. They didn't understand how important it was to have it right then, how satisfying it is at that moment. And then the rest of it is the cadence of the week. You know, you're coming home. You're on Monday, you're kind of hungover from this whole thing. Tuesday, you're now worried about how to help your kid improve. Can we give you AI-based cuts of your kid batting in a way that help you give them meaningful insights in the batting cage? And help these 12-year-olds do better? And can we give you videos at that moment in time to help you with that? And then the cycle kind of continues. And so we have this focus on how we can give people what they're looking for. And Wayne, I'll say one more thing. Our main focus is, we call it the first mile. There's a lot of great things that have made live video happen. The whole reason we're seeing live streaming booming is because of the 5G cell phone rollouts of 2020. This literally couldn't have happened much before then because we needed to have cell services that were good enough to send the 1 megabit plus streams at constant rate from your phone. And so we have this, but it's still complicated. Your phone battery will die if you need to have a battery pack. You need to have an appropriate mounting solution. In some cases, the sun is just, it just beats down on these phones and it kills them. And you've got a link to a Facebook group or a YouTube channel, which helps you magnify your presence. But, you know, there's work involved in that. And so we spend a lot of time trying to remove these rough edges. We have ambassadors that are in the field. We call them our pros that give us feedback on how this happens. But we obsess about what it means to be involved in this. So it's that listening part to both what gives them joy and also what is the hardest impediment to live streaming. Because we're trying to convince every mom and dad that they can be that parent who provides this for their entire team. You don't need to ask your coach about it. You don't need to buy this plan. You can just get started for free.
Well, one of the things that, CJ, you shared with all of us on the board over the, you know, the last year or so about Silent HD was the fact that this is, there's really no border as an example, right? I mean, you can share the stream on different platforms. And that was something that really meant a lot to you. Why was that so important?
One of the things that I think we observed was the accessibility that created. And so the ability to share that game as a family or as a team or an individual that's streaming directly to where you want that to go. So in this case, whether it was to Facebook or YouTube, and have, you know, with the quick sharing of a link, sharing that to anywhere and anyone that you want, we felt like was really interesting. It was really unique about what Sideline HD was building. And it does create a really interesting loop also where, you know, more people are then watching games. It's creating more visibility and more excitement for the platform. And so we felt like that's something that it was really unique that Ben and his team kind of thought through, you know, how do we take this in the market in some unique ways?
So Ben, you know, one of the things, what really led you to be able to, you know, really move forward this idea of like providing links, allowing the users, in many cases, as you were saying earlier, the parents to be able to watch the games on not only YouTube, but also on Facebook?
I think the biggest insight for me was that sports content is very perishable. The half-life of sports content is like 12 hours. So if I show you something great your kid did 24 hours later, you only give me like a quarter interested in it, as if I showed it to you live, what actually happened then. And so there, in us, we're sitting on this very perishable stuff. Like, how can we get it out there as quickly as possible? Can we get it to your grandma live? Can we get it to your community right away? Can we get your clip in 60 seconds? And social media is just a really big part of that. But something else happens when you share on social. These parents are proud of what their kids are doing on the field. This is something that they want to share with their entire community, and it's something they're proud to identify with. And remember, our parents are in the Facebook generation. If it's not something you shared on Facebook, maybe you didn't actually eat it in the restaurant, or maybe it didn't actually happen. And there are lots of great ways for you to do that. And sort of just linking to a post, this external validation of this feed, your friends already know where you are. If they're following what's going on, it makes total sense that they would see this game in your feed. And so we're reaching you, you know, where you're at. And I think you're getting to another point here, which is there's this huge power. I won't give the exact numbers, but for every 10 games we live stream, we actually get new people who join us simply because they've seen the streams on social. And this is interesting because if your field is changing as fast as it is, I mentioned live streaming and the 5G rollout, why in the world would you stick it behind a paywall? Why would you hold it? Why would you not let people see it and grow from that? And so we found this natural sharing. And actually in the early day of the company, we had this like major milestone where we found that we would tip over certain regions. So a region would start to use Sideline HD. And once we hit enough high schools in a county, once we hit enough teams in a club organization, there would be enough other people seeing the videos and realizing that they could do the same thing on their own. And we could then tip it over. And that's something that does not happen when you stick your content behind a paywall and charge grandma. And so it means for us to monetize, we have to show you value beyond that. We have to show you that the clips, the highlights, that there's real value in how we help you train to get ready for next weekend. And we believe we can do that. We're not worried about sending out the live stream for free. And if you're going to make it free anyway, let's just make it widely available. We don't need to have you come to Silent Initiative to see it. We have enough branding in the stream as it is.
So Ben, can you share with us if you're a let's say you have a little league baseball team or a little league softball team. How does it work? Like what do you do if you're a coach or you're not even a coach? Again, you're a parent, right? You're dad at the game and you're there and you want to stream the game or a mom. Like what do you need to do? What are those steps?
Right. So there's basically two devices. You need to mount one device on the fence, and there's a bunch of different products. Link Spider and Fence Clip are two different clips, for example, for Diamond Sports, where you can mount your phone. You typically need nothing other than a normal phone. The iPhone's glass is actually exceptional. We have an app that you can download and use. The only thing you want is a decent data plan and a battery pack that can help you. The second part is you need this phone to score the game. And again, you can use any phone. You're literally just using Safari on your phone. And the scoring is not complicated. We're not trying to have you keep book. That's an important thing. A lot of parents think they're statting the whole thing. It feels like you're driving a Daktronic scoreboard. Did someone hit a run? Do it. If someone did something cool on the field, let us know who did it. Give us your lineup. But there's a lot of things we don't ask you to key in. We don't ask you to key in the opponent's kids' names or their numbers or what's going on. Because you know what? You probably don't care about that. And so can we give you this friendly experience that's kind of low cognitive load so you can just enjoy the game and still enjoy this moment with all your friends? So really on game day, you're looking at someone who can score this game and can mount their phone. The setup we try to make as easy as possible. If you're with one of our partners, you can click on and we'll even import your roster. So all that set up. And we have invitations in the stream and on the site for parents to claim their kid. If you can give us emails and you can give us phone numbers, that's great. You don't need to. A large number of our parents, as long as we have three or more clips of their kid, will find us and they'll claim their accounts because they want those customized emails once a week. It really just starts with someone who's willing to try this.
That's really cool. It sounds really simple. I mean, it's not a huge lift. I mean, CJ, I know that was one of the things that you were excited about, and also the excitement of being able to have all of this. And then, Ben mentioned this a little bit earlier, but also how you tie this back to trying to help these kids to be even better baseball and softball players.
So I couldn't agree more with everything that Ben just said there and that you said as well, Wayne, in terms of the ease of use of this. But that said, we're going to continue to invest in making that better and easier for live streamers so that many more people who want to take that first step to say, hey, I want to be able to do this for my team, and we can make it that much simpler and easier. Certainly a big reason why we decided we wanted to join forces and have Sideline as part of Diamond Connect, though, is where you're going, which is how, together with what can be collected on the field, can we help use that information to help players get better, right? At its core, that's what Diamond Kinetics exists for. We started this company to feel like we could use data and technology to help players get better. This is a doubling down on that. Knowing what they're doing on the field, having that data, having video content, having highlight reels. There's certainly fun and really social things that we can do with that, and we'll do all of that. And we can do some really interesting things, around relationships and partnerships that we have with Major League Baseball and others in the industry. But at its core, we feel like we have a unique platform for helping players get better. For instruction, for data and, kind of camera driven activities that we can help you in your journey as an athlete. And this makes that better. And so I feel like we looked at both sides of this and said, for the users on all side, which the user is typically a little more geared towards the player itself for Diamond Kinetics, and maybe the parent and the family more on the sideline side of things, the place in the middle is very, very interesting and rich. And I think that's the area we're going to spend most of our cycles, which is how can we, using what we're both really good at, make each side of this experience better? Because I think we can bring some things that enhance the stream and highlight experience by, injecting smart bats and smart bat data into those. But coming the other way around, having that, that content from the game married together with what we do really well on our side, we think is really exciting. So how we can unlock that is going to be the pieces that all the talented folks at now Diamond Kinetics and Sideline together are going to be spending a lot of time on.
Well, Ben, one of the other things I know that we, CJ and I talked about a lot is, yes, we're focused, at Diamond Kinetics on baseball, softball, but at Sideline HD, that you guys have been able to, work with some other sports as well. Is that right?
Yeah, so we started in baseball and softball, and we're the biggest other sports we have are volleyball, basketball, soccer, hockey, lacrosse, and water polo. So there's a total of 8 sports. A lot of the same tech works the same for those.
Yeah, I mean, and so when you start to think about the, you know, CJ touched on this briefly, Ben, but I mean, the fact of the matter is taking some of the amazing highlights and clips that you get, being able to put them with some of the partners that CJ referred to over at Diamond Kinetics. So as an example, MLB and what Major League Baseball has, I mean, well, maybe you could tease a little bit of some of the things that potentially you guys are working on with the MLB content, as well as the some of the great highlights that you have of the players.
Sure. I mean, when we worked with CJ earlier, there's a bunch of things that we tried experiments with as a company. We tried putting more MLB content in our live streams itself. We tried putting MLB content adjacent to your clips, and all of our users have responded very positively to that. The important thing for us is if it's seen as part of the personalization experience, if this is a team that your athlete likes to follow, if this is a player that your athlete respects, the more alignment we can show with what they've done on the field, with what their hero has done on the field, it just generates an incredible response. The thing that we really want to see here is not just sort of cute juxtapositions and brand use. It's really changing behavior. Can we encourage you to go spend some more time with the team in the backyard? Or I think CJ and I have talked about this a lot. You know, at the end of the day, our goal is, if I had to put one goal, it's to help, you know, most kids will quit sports at some point, this sport. My goal, and I take this very seriously, is to give an experience so that you will play one more year than you might otherwise. If we can give you the experience that you to help you enjoy the sport, you can participate longer, enjoy it more, and ultimately be a lifetime fan. And that's, I think, why these relationships work. There's a reason why joining DK was such a slam dunk for us. We know how to engage parents. We know how to pull content in. We know the weekly cadence. We even know how to reach them at the right time when they're going to go to a big tournament and a big event. But there's something else we can do with that engagement to really foster lifelong connections with that sport that really furthers everyone's goals. And we can see ourselves doing that here.
Now, obviously, Wayne, you know, I mean, that lines up tremendously well with, you know, kind of DK's mission and vision and values, and subsequently also for, you know, key important goals for Major League Baseball and a number of others in the industry. I mean, this is a participation, longevity of participation, getting through some of those drop-off points, you know, baseball and softball in particular, you know, incredibly difficult skills to learn, you know, challenging games to kind of keep you in. And so that's at the forefront. And I think for Ben and I, you know, when we got to a point where we both understood that was, you know, very much a shared, you know, kind of mission in all of this, I think it started, that was a sort of a key driver for the two of us, I think, in getting to this point where we had this conviction that was like, hey, you know, first and foremost in all of these things is you got to believe that there's a mission and a culture fit and a people fit. You know, I think we have great technology on both sides of the fence here. But the reality is that you gotta have a group of people who are very much aligned in what we can do and what we can achieve together. And I think, you know, Ben and I, on the backs of feeling strongly about that mission, both being baseball and softball parents at this point, kind of living in the market. I got to leave in 15 minutes to go coach our season opening baseball game for a bunch of 11 and 12 year olds. Like I think we live it every single day. And then that was part of why we felt strongly that, you know, hey, we could do this and we could do it really well.
Well, as we start to wrap up here on our 76 Capital Sports Leadership Show, I know you better go to put your lineup in and get your sideline HD set up. And so you can stream this game, and you got to send me the link so I can watch it tonight. But as we wrap up, I'll let you guys both sort of really, you know, kind of touch on sort of what you see the future looks like. You know, what are the next couple years or next couple seasons look like as you bring the two companies together, the teams together, and really be able to start to build things that are hopefully really special. Where do you see that? What do you see what the future looks like?
Yeah, I'm happy to start with that, Ben, if you want. You know, I think going back to some of the things that we've talked about here today, you know, a strengthening and an investment in the front end of this whole experience. And so, you know, how do we make an easier and more delightful live streaming experience such that there's that much more highlights, content, magical moments that can cascade down to the team. And then, you know, very much focused on that middle space of how, you know, what we both do really well goes back and forth to create this very, very unique environment. I think we're very focused on, you know, what you could frame as like the household, right? It's the parents and it's the kids that are playing. And I think, you know, more ways for us to feel like we've got this kind of singular end-to-end experience that you say, hey man, this is, you know, starts at one end where if I want to stream a game and I want to have a highlight and I want people who aren't here to see it, but it goes all the way to the other end where I'm watching my kid in the backyard, you know, doing things that are making them enjoy baseball, softball a little bit more. They're getting a little bit better along the way, and those things interplay between each other. I think that's a really magical area. And so, you know, we're going to have our heads down, focused there, not losing sight of what's happening in other sports and thinking about the opportunities to continue to support there. But we know we've got an interesting opportunity in baseball and softball to try to, you know, kind of connect in a space that is frankly, I think right now unique to Diamond Kinetics and Sideline together.
There's so much that we can do with the resources that we have. We have already believed deeply that the player needs to be at the center of this. And you give access to, you know, the pro sports content that we know that they like. You combine that with ways they can get better in fun and meaningful ways. You combine that with the library of their own swings and their own content in a way that we can deliver the right way. Can we put you at the center so you can't help but want this experience? And can we make it a better one for you? And then on top of that, you know, we're a memories company after the end of all of this. We're parents and we know the value of this. You will not always be trudging to the fields and doing this every weekend. There is a moment where that will end. And it's my mission to make sure that that's not locked somewhere in my iPhone photo reel, that that's something that I have and I collect. And I want to give you that hang on your wall in all sorts of digital ways. And we've got all of these in the works.
I think the word of the day and the word has definitely been magical, providing these memories to players, to the parents. This is awesome. So, you know, thank you to both of you for coming on the show. CJ and Ben, you know, I wish you guys the best of luck and really excited to watch as Diamond Kinetics and Sideline HD come together and do some really special things. And I'll have to say magical things out there. So appreciate you guys coming on our 76 Capital Leadership Show and wish you the best of luck.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks so much, Wayne. Really appreciate you having us to tell the story. We're very, very excited.